to Canton police officers under review after mistakenly detaining a 14-year-old boy in his front porch Monday while searching for suspects in a series of car thefts. A doorbell camera captured the encounter, including officers yelling expletives at the teen. Public Safety Director Andrea Perry says she does not condone the officer's language or actions, calling the interaction unacceptable, saying it does not reflect Canton police standards. Mayor William Shearer also called professionalism and expectation of every city employee. A city spokesman says the incident remains under investigation and officials will await the results before deciding whether any punishment is warranted. The Ohio Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for a man who killed a woman and her two daughters in North Royalton in 2017. Court ruled Wednesday a Cuyahoga County 3-judge panel properly sentenced 54-year-old George Brinkman to death after he pleaded guilty to killing 45-year-old Suzanne Taylor, 21-year-old Taylor Pfeiffer, and 18-year-old Kylie Pfeiffer. Brinkman had previously been sentenced to death, but the court ordered a new proceeding because he was not properly advised of his rights when he pleaded guilty. In 2022, Brinkman again pleaded guilty and received the death penalty. He's under a sentence imposed in Stark County for the 2017 shootings of Rachel and Roberta John in Lake Township. The North Canton Public Library will undergo renovations. The next several weeks will see much of the library's collection, offices, and operations move into the Hoover District space at 339 East Maple Street while the work is done. It's expected to open in late September. Current location on North Main Street will close August 23rd. $5.5 million in renovation work will be done on the facility, which opened in 1953. An expansion is planned that would add a children's programming room on the first floor. The library's savings, a private foundation, and donors are paying for the project. A Trumbull County grand jury has indicted three people for alleged abuse of a functionally impaired woman. 28-year-old Dawn Slusher and 22-year-olds Rosanna Davis and Bryce Davis face charges including abduction, assault, and failure to provide for a functionally impaired person. Slusher also faces a theft charge. Police were told in June the woman feared for her life was being beaten and had her money taken. An employee with a disability services organization said the victim had written notes describing what was happening because she believed someone was listening to her. The woman was listed as missing when police received the report. The three suspects were arrested July 2nd. They're scheduled for arraignment in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court next month. A man arrested after a Warren police officer-involved incident has been indicted. 18-year-old DeAndre Douglas charged with two counts of attempted murder and felonious assault, as well as a weapons count. Case was bound over from juvenile court. The incident took place May 15th after a pursuit through the city. Officers responded to the 1800 block of South Street Southeast for a report of someone waving a gun. Police say the driver refused to stop and the chase ended on Charles Avenue. Someone in the vehicle reportedly fired at officers who returned fire. One person was wounded. No officers were injured. Ohio BCI conducted the investigation. A Trumbull County grand jury has declined to indict a Warren woman on a felonious assault charge. Dacia Woodall was accused of firing a shot near a woman during an argument on Commerce Avenue Northwest June 16th. Police say the women had been in a relationship and were breaking up when the argument turned physical. The victim told officers Woodall fired a shot toward her in a parking lot with a bullet striking the ground nearby. Officers found a spent shell casing at the scene. Domestic violence and aggravated menacing charges have been sent to Warren Municipal Court. Ohio's unemployment rate was 3.4% in July, down from 3.6% in June. Ohio's non-agricultural wage and salary employment increased 5,100 over the month to 5,690,000. The number of workers unemployed in Ohio in July was 200,000, down from 209,000 in June. The number of unemployed has decreased by 66,000 in the past 12 months. The July unemployment rate for Ohio decreased 1.1 percentage points from 4.5% in July 2025. The U.S. unemployment rate for July was 4.1%, down from 4.2% in June, 4.3% last July. The labor force participation rate in Ohio in July was 61.4%, down from 61.6% in June. Vice President J.D. Vance returning to his hometown today to campaign at a steel plant where his grandfather worked. He'll speak at the Cleveland Cliffs Middletown Works facility. Vance aims to boost GOP candidates ahead of the midterm elections and promote the Trump administration's economic policies. He'll be joined by Energy Secretary Chris Wright. In a radio interview, Vance said the visit is personally meaningful due to his family connection. Vance plans to ramp up his travel schedule with more public events and fundraisers.